Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you knew this. We talked about this before, about Billy Graham and his last crusade at age 94. Well, I have an update for you. Right now, the Billy Graham Evangelical Association, they're saying that now 12,000 churches in North America are joining this outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 6 months until the outreach, which is in November. And I just love how, Billy Graham and Reverend Billy Graham and his organization, how purposeful and intentional they are about preaching the gospel and making sure that every single person has a chance to come to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it's all about. The director, Bill Conrad, he's the executive director. He's been working with all sorts of teams, and they have teams spread all across the country. And they're working with pastors and all different types of congregations.
If you want to be a part of this, how can you be a part of it?
Well, we're going to make sure that there's a link on the torch to it. The campaign is called Hope, My Hope. And we're going to have that on the torch for you. Be sure that you look out for it, because you really want to participate if you can. They're really working hard, and this is what they're emphasizing. They're emphasizing that you have strong interpersonal relationships. Right now, the largest outreach and the most participation is coming out of the Northeast, which is very refreshing.
Oh, wow.
And they're encouraging, listen, build relationships with people. Build relationships. And the organizers of My Hope, they call these the Christians that are actually participating and signed up to be a part of this, they're calling them Matthews, in reference to the disciple Matthew, who invited friends to hear Jesus speak. And so this all culminates in November, where they'll have a chance to maybe take someone, a friend, a family member, for a cup of coffee, or invite them into their home, or maybe in their congregations, but to build personal relationship where they have the opportunity to play a 30-minute video.
Oh, wow.
With Reverend Billy Graham, some testimonies. They share their own testimony, and then they invite that person that they're talking to, they're sharing with, that they've friended, to come to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And it's powerful because, you know, people don't care how much you know, who you know, what you do, until they know that you care. And it's so much nicer and better when we're just reach out to our friends. Look for friends, you know, and meet friends and meet people and get to know them and care about them. And you'll be surprised. You'll really be surprised how people's hearts are opened. And once they see the fruit in your life and they see what God's done in your life, they're saying, you know, wait a minute, you know, what do you have that I don't have? Who do you know that I don't know?
But they say the greatest church retention, the believer retention, reason why somebody stays in a gathering of believers, a church gathering, is because there's somebody they know there.
Yes.
A personal relationship there. And which just goes to say that if there is no relationship, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why. And it's good because it's the family of God. It's Father God, elder brother, and King Jesus. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, they know that you're my disciple by the love you have for each other, not by how much you prophesy, but how much you listen and that you care about my life and my family and my occupation. And there's one thing I know that we focus on. Is that when somebody comes in one of our fellowships, I mean, we're intensely seeing how we can help them.
That's right.
You know, it's the old scenario where the thorn is in the tiger's foot and you pull the thorn out and he's just your friend. Well, what it is like, it's not a, it just shows them that you're committed to them.
Sure.
And Jesus said it shows that you love him when you love them, when we love each other. And it shows the world that we love each other. And if you're not concerned about my state, you know, how I actually am going to have dinner tonight or have a job and or a home or a place to live, and these are people that actually listen, you know, to what's going on. And we focus on that. And God just really, I'm going to tell you, if you change your perspective, this is what we're seeing in our presence, what God is doing. We're just seeing the Lord manifest himself and be who he is in the midst of his church. Everything he says he is. And because of that care and that concern, God just brings job opportunities and living opportunities and transportation opportunities. And we're seeing people, you know, get jobs more than I've ever seen before.
Yeah. So
some of the worst times of economy. I know that the head of the Federal Reserve was just testifying yesterday saying that if the feds don't stay involved, the economy's going to crash, jobs are still weak, all this type of stuff. But, you know, in the kingdom of God, we're just seeing promotion and raises, and where people are losing their houses, we're seeing because they love God, because they abide with God, because they connected and related and listened to what God was saying to them, and they said, here I am, God, I'm yours. God just totally gives them houses, gives us houses, gives us new houses when everybody else is losing them.
Yeah.
Jobs with promotions. I know this one particular lady that she thought that she could not even, she's been out of the workforce for quite some time, and God was speaking to her about going back to the workforce. And God just opened the door for her to be able to have a good job in her area, a real good job that takes care of you. You work hard, they pay you hard. And within 9 months, she's given a $4,500 pay raise. During this economy, $4,500.
Wow.
There's been other situations where I've seen, you know, through a word of knowledge where a particular meeting is going on and God just speaks over a situation before that meeting takes place. And the word of knowledge, the word of the Lord just comes back to you the way it does at that one moment. This is that. And then God moves. And not only does God give a job to a person, but he promotes them rapidly to places of influence that helps others get jobs, and then gives the person a $30,000, $20,000 pay raise.
Wow.
And it's all God. Nobody takes any credit for it. And, of course, we do. We find out who that is because the one that loses their thing next, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right. It's God.
There's no pride here, right?
None.
You sure?
Well.
Search
the Lord reveals it.
Search
me.
There it is. No,
there,
there it was. The and we're just seeing this. This is. Listen, God is real, and God will meet your needs. And understand what's coming on America right now is the consequences of turning from God. But understand this: turning back to Him, He rewards that. That's what He wants.
Yeah,
that's what He wants. And read Hosea chapter 2 to understand how the heart of God. If you understand too that it's love, God loves you, and the enemy's really messed love up. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I love you to someone or something, but they're looking at what they get out of it. But God is committed to you because of who He is, and He means what He says, and He can do everything, but He's committed to you. And understanding that and getting past all the horizontal mess ups of love that you've had in your life, and maybe you just inherited from whoever, that that's not how God is. God loves you because He's God, and His love is authentic and genuine, and He just wants you to love Him back. And when you turn back to Him, you know, you hear this repentance going, you know, I'm leaving all these other lovers in the world, other things I look to love me, like my job and money and property and things and whatever, people, that when you do that, he just says, that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. I just wanted your love. And all of a sudden, you start seeing these things take place, and God starts rewarding you. He begins to restore them one by one. And so you say, so no longer do you call Him your boss, but you call Him, or the man upstairs.
Or your co-pilot.
Or your, oh my goodness. And but you call Him, you know, my lover, the one, you know, my husband, the one that holds me together. And He's awesome. And I just want to encourage you and remind you that God's deeply in love with you. It doesn't matter what's happening in the economies of the world, as long as you're faithful in the economies of God. And the economies of God has to do with honoring Him with your first fruits, honoring Him with your first of your day, spending your first part of your day in an abiding relationship with Him, not religiously, but relationally. And if you want to know how to do that, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. And we just share with you a simple way to be able to do that. And just watch what God does. Watch Him show Himself mighty.
Yeah.
You know, believe, you know, God rewards faith, expectation. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. When you're abiding with Him and you're honoring Him, raise your expectancy level. Raise it up in such a way that you are totally convinced by confident, bold faith that rewards are coming your way, You're not earning them, but it's just he's just good. He's just, and he rewards those who diligently seek him.
That's right.
And that's what you're doing. When you honor him with the first fruits, when you honor him with you and your abiding relationship with him, then he says, you know, you're going to just be fruitful. Things are going to happen and just blessings overtake you, blessings that you can't even contain. And you'll be a sign. You'll be a wonder to those who presently have not yet made this decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. They'll look at you and say, what is it? And you'll be able to say, it's God.
Yeah.
It's just God. Mm-hmm. It's just God. I mean, don't be giving them some breakdown like you did something.
That's right.
Well, it's because I was so good and so talented. It's like, who gave you those talents?
Exactly.
Well, it's because
right. we've been around this block. Right. I mean, we've taken right. this course right. here.
Right, right. And so it's just like he's the one that gives these talents to us. We invest them. We get a return on them. And it's because he's blessing the work of our hand. He's blessing us. He's just good. Mm-hmm. Remember, he created everything in the beginning in the garden for us just to hang out with him and eat fruit and just have a great relationship. But then sin came, and that's when this, you know, the sweat of your brow and the pain in childbirth and, you know, all this sin nature began to happen. But prior to that, it was like, let's just hang out. You roll down there, and I'll roll up here. And
that's right.
This is just gonna how it's going to be. And so understand that. So we move back into that Eden experience when God's just taken care of us. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, that those who please God, those who please God, the ones who don't please God are storing up wealth for the ones who please God.
Hmm.
That's what he says in Ecclesiastes, I think, 2:20. And you could say, well, I got to get busy, store up stuff. No, just please God. And the ones that are storing up stuff, not serving God, it's going
to
be transferred.
It's
over.
Right. Yeah,
it's like transference of wealth coming. Beep, 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 truck's backing up. And if you believe this, you know, because you got to first believe. I mean, imagine your five-year-old kid pacing back and forth in the house, biting, you know, her fingernails going, I just don't know. How are we going to make it? And that's what we look like when we're pacing the floor with God. Mm. And it's like, you're a five-year-old kid. What do you know? I'm giving you the air so you can express your doubt that I'm not going to take care of you tomorrow. It just looks foolish. Besides, save your fingernails. It looks kind of childish, be biting on your fingernails and toenails.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.